Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. After completing a $650 million track construction project, South Shore Line officials announced a new double-track train schedule slated to be in effect May 14th. The completion allows for 14 weekday trains and provides 53 trains to and from Chicago with express and local improvements. A new limited-stop express train service will cut down travel time to and from Chicago to a time of just 109 minutes. The new schedule is not set in stone, as officials will change it based on user feedback. City leaders in Elkhart say they've seen a rise in graffiti across the city recently. Business owners on the south side of the city say there's more graffiti and an increase in damaged property. Some residents say vandalism as well as crime have increased and that not enough is being done to stop it. You can report graffiti on your property through My Elkhart 311, sign a waiver, and the city will come clean it up. A state-of-the-art community center is one step closer to being realized in South Bend. A steel-topping ceremony was held yesterday at the future site of South Bend's MLK Dream Center, expected to be ready in early 2025. City leaders and people who used the former MLK Center say this project holds a lot of meaning to many in the community. Building the new center costs around $25 million and will be nearly double the size of the old building. A woman has died from her injuries in a serious rollover crash yesterday in South Bend. The single-vehicle crash happened around 11 a.m. near Indiana Avenue and Scott Street. Investigators say a married couple was rushed to the hospital. The wife has since passed away. Investigators have only identified her as a South Bend woman at this time. The husband is recovering from injuries that are not believed to be serious. The St. Joseph County Fact Team is handling the investigation. Three juveniles were arrested after they were found with guns in South Bend. It happened Wednesday at around 5 p.m. on the city's west side. South Bend police noticed suspicious activity near Ford Street and Bendix Drive. Officers attempted to stop the three teens who were walking, but they took off. They were eventually arrested and taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. One gun was found on one of the juveniles, and two more guns were found on the ground. National cybersecurity questions were addressed yesterday in South Bend. White House Cybersecurity Director Jake Braun spoke at Notre Dame and says investing in cybersecurity is crucial. He says K-12 schools and water treatment facilities have recently been victims of cyber attacks and funding opportunities nationwide will help. Braun says the biggest threat impacting cybersecurity are the vacancies in many different important cyber positions, not only nationally, but in Indiana as well. The rosters are set for tomorrow's annual Notre Dame Blue Gold game. Quarterback Steve Angeli was the first overall selection for the game, followed by quarterback Kenny Minchie. Freshman CJ Carr will play for both sides. Highly touted transfer quarterback Riley Leonard will not play in the Blue Gold game as he continues to recover from two ankle surgeries this offseason. It was also announced during warm-ups the team will wear purple Notre Dame shirts with the scripture Romans 15:13 on the back in honor of cornerback Jaden Mickey's mother, Nilka Mickey, who passed away from colon cancer this past December. You'll be able to hear the game tomorrow starting at 12:30 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Mark Haley has long been a staple of the South Bend community. As manager of the Silverhawks from 2005 through 2014, Hales was named the Midwest League Manager of the Year three times while making the playoffs eight times and winning one championship. Haley first came to South Bend as a White Sox coach between 91 and 92 and returned with the Silverhawks in 95. 1 month ago, he endured a subdural hematoma post-surgery to repair a cerebrospinal fluid leak. This resulted in a life-or-death medical emergency which required five brain surgeries. He spent over 6 weeks in intensive care and now has extensive rehabilitation. While the surgery saved his life, he and his family are now fighting an uphill physical, emotional, and financial battle. A GoFundMe page has been set up for Haley. You can access it and get more info at the South Bend Cubs website at southbendcubs.com. The South Bend Cubs suffered their third straight loss to Beloit last night, losing 7-2. The series continues at 7:35 tonight. First pitch for tomorrow and Sunday are at 2:05. You can hear tonight's game and Sunday's game on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Tomorrow's game will be on 96.1 The Ton due to the Blue-Gold game. The Rangers beat the Tigers 9-7 in the major leagues. The Cubs and Marlins were rained out. That'll be made up as the second game of a split doubleheader tomorrow. The White Sox were off. They start a weekend series in Philadelphia tonight. The long season for the Chicago Blackhawks is finally over, as they lost to Los Angeles in overtime last night, 5-4. Chicago finished with 52 points, the franchise's fewest in a season since earning 50 in 1955-56.
Becoming mostly sunny today, it will be breezy and cooler with a high of only 56. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Carrie Pujo.